A bow hunter found Konishi's body in a wooded area on the southern edge of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, which is about 60 miles east of Fargo. 6 days prior, the Tokyo woman had been in Bismarck, where police said she spent a night in a hotel and then went looking for money that had been hidden by a character in the movie. She was found wandering around near a landfill with a crude map of a tree next to a highway. Eventually, she ended up at the Bismarck police station, where an officer spent hours talking to her. She showed the officer her map and referred to the movie and being in the U.S. to find the money. The officer tried to explain to her that Fargo was just a movie, but they had trouble overcoming the language barrier. Since Konishi had money and her papers were in order, police dropped her off at a bus station. She took a bus to Fargo, then took a taxi to Detroit Lakes, where she apparently hitchhiked a ride out of town. Detroit Lakes Police Chief Kelvin Kina said the autopsy found no sign of sexual assault, trauma, or an overriding medical condition that could have caused Konishi's death. But he learned that the woman had sent a letter to her family expressing a desire to commit suicide. Our working theory is that she was intending to commit suicide, and although perhaps not directly successful, she was ultimately successful, Kina said Monday. He said she tested positive for at least 6 different drugs in her system, including sedatives, anticonvulsant drugs, tranquilizers, and antipsychotics. But they weren't concentrated enough to directly cause her death. He said the drugs were probably a contributing factor, that and the exposure to the cold. Authorities are still performing lab work on additional substances that were found in her possession, Kina said. She's believed to have arrived in Detroit Lakes on November 12th, and the temperature dipped to 26 degrees that night. Kina said she was seen hitchhiking and standing beside a road. She was given a ride by 2 people, and they were under the impression that she was in a hurry to go someplace and that she was late for work, he said. I just know that they had a real hard time understanding her. Reel 1. Title card. 3 months earlier. Fade in. Exterior, visual arts facility. Day. Rocks, cacti, and brush. A gray, ultra-modern, almost monstrous structure glinting in the noontime sun on the dusty chaparral at the edge of a university campus. After a time, a group of students and faculty crosses a large central courtyard and climbs an exterior staircase to the second floor. Interior, art studio. Day. The students and faculty crowd into a minimalist white studio. 3 faculty members sit on a few chairs in front, facing a blank white wall. A group of art students shoves in behind them.